Christmas comes, Christmas goes. We open up our presents under the tree, and sometimes we're delighted, and sometimes we're just plain disappointed. But politeness disguises the sense of emptiness that goes on in many people's hearts. Regardless of the money that is spent, the credit card debt and accumulation cannot atone for the disappointment. Some look forward to Christmas with great expectation, others with dread. But regardless of each present that's opened, there's one that may nearly always stay under the tree. Why do people not open that gift? Did Amy do it because she was frightened of being either pleased or possibly disappointed? The size of the package would not demonstrate the pleasure of the opening. Or did she do it because she was simply indifferent? Perhaps she didn't know the person well enough who had actually given her the gift. They told her it was special, but why should she believe them? If she's not familiar with them, she won't know what lay behind the purchase. If the person had known her well enough, then maybe the person might have included something of value. But if they didn't know her well enough, then it could turn out to be another drying cloth. Maybe a whole package. Who knows? Because no one can actually see what's inside it. So we're always left guessing, wondering just what it might include. But one thing is for certain, for Amy in particular, this box is just going to go right where it belongs, right under the tree. It'll not be opened this year, and it possibly might not be opened next. In fact, Amy may even be gone before there's an opportunity to open it. She'll never know. She'll never embrace what it might have been that was concealed in a box, because she's just going to keep it there. John 20 says, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Why would you keep life in a box? Why would you try to conceal God behind wrapping paper? Why would you ever be suspicious of his intent? Not to give you a tablecloth or a drying cloth, but to give you a precious gift. A gift that surpasses anything that we could ever purchase. A gift so wonderful, a gift so loving, a gift so kind. The gift of life. Why would you put it back under the tree? When it comes to Christmas this year, there are people dying to live. They will try to fill that gap with so many things that clutter their life, and yet they will walk away disappointed. There are people who have no other news but bad news. And yet in the midst of all of this, Jesus Christ was born to bring you good news, that you might have life, true life, life that brings contentment and peace and joy. Life that sets you free from the penalty of sin and death. Life that cannot be extinguished or exterminated, but needs to be embraced. And that life, when it's embraced at Christmas time, is a gift that lasts forever. You no longer seek to put it under a tree or to disguise it, but you embrace it. The greatest gift ever given, the greatest gift ever opened. So why would you put them in a box and place them back under the tree? This Christmas time, you have the opportunity to embrace once and for all the Savior of the world. Love has truly come. Grace has been surely revealed. This God is a God who breaks into the silence of the darkest places and brings you hope that lasts forever. This God is the only God who can bring salvation to the lost. Let God break into your silence with a message of hope. Let us pray. Father, in these moments, Father, we asked for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that the words that are lingering in our hearts would now be echoed in the song and we would embrace the Savior of the world.